So we're heading into Halloween season, and yes, bats are part of the deal, but not like this. Thousands of bats have infested two Utah high schools over the past couple of weeks. This is not just a sign of the season. They are a risk for rabies. We've learned today students from both Layton High and West High School in Salt Lake City are receiving vaccine shots after coming in contact with these bats. Dave Spence is the deputy director of the Davis County Health Department, and he's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. Hi, Dave. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon.
Do you have to be this is a kind of a common misconception or a myth. Do you have to be bitten by a rabid bat in order to contract rabies?
No, I think contracting rabies by being bitten is probably the most common, but you can also be scratched, or you can also just by contacting a bat, you can actually contract it.
Contacting, you mean rubbing against it, perhaps?
Yes, any kind of touching, whether the bat's touching you or you're touching the bat.
So a brief flyby is all it takes, really.
It is possible that way.
So why is the strategy is to treat people who've handled bats or come into close contact, even momentarily, with the rabies virus? Why?
Because we're not sure if people have been in contact with it. And so if there's any questions, we are ready to do some evaluations. That's kind of what we've been doing hand-in-hand with the school district, evaluating if people have been exposed to a possible rabies situation.
So you don't necessarily wait until you find out via testing whether the person has contracted rabies. You get right to the virus treatment immediately.
Right. There basically is no human test to test for rabies. The test is if you have symptoms, and that's down the road, and we definitely don't want anybody to get to that point.
How long does it take for the symptoms to show up, and, well, what are they?
So the symptoms of rabies, they're flu-like is how they start, and one of the problems with rabies is they can be within a few days, or they can last months before you start showing symptoms.
And the symptoms are just merely it feels like you have a flu?
That's what they say. Flu-like symptoms definitely progressing, and the issue with rabies, it's almost 100% fatal once you start showing symptoms. So, like I said, if there's any question you've been in contact with a bat, we'd rather evaluate and see if you needed to start the rabies series.